Pink Lemonade Stand.
Welcome to the Pink Lemonade Stand. I'm your host, Heidi Webster, and I'm so glad you're here today to get a little zest in your step. We have some exciting announcements today and a really great episode on how to level up your life. I am so excited about this topic. And first, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I am so glad that you are here every single week with me, and I can feel that the audience is growing, and I'm so happy that you are continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, any episodes you think are helpful to people. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and encourage other people to do it as well. You can get the episodes every single Monday morning. They'll go straight to your phone. And leave a review. This makes a huge difference for the Pink Lemonade Stand. We want to hear your feedback. We want to see those reviews. So remember to RRS, rate, review, and subscribe. Hi. This week's sponsor is Pinky Swear & Co., our favorite boutique candle company. And I have some very exciting news for you this week. We are doing a giveaway with Pinky Swear & Co. for the gorgeous and zesty Pink Lemonade Stand candle. This is our custom limited edition candle that we did with Pinky Swear & Co. It is the most beautiful smelling candle I've ever had in my life. I'm kind of a candle obsessed person, if you didn't know. And I was in tears when I smelled this candle after we did this collaboration. It is so, so, so exciting. Okay, so you have a chance this week to win a free Pink Lemonade Stand candle, and it will be delivered straight to your door. So head over to the Instagram at the PLS Podcast or at Pinky Swear & Co. We are going to be doing a joint collaborative post tomorrow, and you can see the instructions to enter that giveaway. It's super easy. So if you haven't already, go ahead and follow at the PLS Podcast and at Pinky Swear & Co. We are going to tell you all the details tomorrow. So wait for that and you have your chance to win a Pink Lemonade Stand candle. Trust me, you want this. If for some reason you missed the giveaway, we've still got that discount code available to you. So don't forget to head over to pinkyswearandco.com. You can use the code PLS to get 15% off your Pink Lemonade Stand candle. The Pink Lemonade Stand candle is pure nostalgic summertime perfection, blending invigorating lemon zest and ripe tangerine with juicy mixed berries and quenching watermelon for that sweet, refreshing, good vibes feeling. Create new summer memories or reminisce on past ones while burning this delicious new fragrance, sure to liven and brighten any room. Don't forget, it's limited edition. And the reason why I love Pinky Swear & Co. so much is they produce amongst the cleanest, long-lasting candles on the market. Their hand-poured small-batch candles contain a natural, sustainably sourced coconut soy wax and paraben-free fragrance and pure essential oil blends. Not only that, but every single candle sold, they donate a dollar to a featured charity. This wick is going to give you the most long-lasting burn and bring you all of the good feels to your home and space. If I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, I have opened this candle, the box to this candle, probably 3 weeks ago, and I have not burned the candle yet.
Excuse me?
It's still filling my room with this fragrance. I can't even explain it. It's so amazingly strong, and I haven't even had to burn it yet. So this candle is going to last you a long time. Head over to pinkyswearandco.com. Use the code PLS15 to get 15% off your Pink Lemonade Stand candle. Go do it. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I've got a great good news story for you today to give us all the good feels. So it's time for
the sweetest thing.
The World Dog Surfing Competition was held in Pacifica, California on August 6th, and we had some furry athletes out there surfing the Pacific Coast waves. I cannot get over this story. We have dogs surfing. I didn't even know this existed, but when I saw this video, I can't even tell you the smile that came to my face. You're gonna wanna see this. Like, it's remarkable. So yes, there is a dog surfing competition for all of you who have still jaws on the floor. The very first surf dog competition in history was conceived and proposed by the author of the book, The Dog's Guide to Surfing. Who knew? I mean, dogs are incredible. Of course, they can do anything. So this gentleman who wrote this book approached a local Southern California hotel near San Diego, the Los Coronado Hotel in San Diego. And that was the very first dog surfing competition in history. Its success was so great that it had spawned several similar dog surfing events across the world, including many in California, Florida, Australia, and the United Kingdom. This event took place August 6th, and it was held in Southern California. They have different like competition categories. So they have a small dog category, medium, large and extra large. And they even had a tandem category where the dogs were riding in pairs. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And it's quite remarkable to see these dogs in like, they have on life jackets. They have, some of them have on goggles and they go out onto the boards. And then they have either a professional or I don't know if it's their owner or a professional that's like pushing the board onto these like little small waves, and the dogs are just stunning, riding these waves like champions out there. All of the proceeds to these events go to charities. So I know that a couple of the charities include Peninsula Humane Society and the Rocket Dog Rescue. So there were a ton of champions this year, and in the overall champion category, there were three dogs that won, including a 10-year-old pit bull named Faith. Check out the videos on their Instagram and Twitter, both at World Dog Surfing. I will link these in the episode notes. And go check out these World Dog Surfing champions. So inspiring. If you have good news stories that you want to share with me, please email them to theplspodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram @theplspodcast. We know there's a lot of good out there. We want to highlight those beautiful, zesty stories. So send me your sweetest things. And now it's time for
The Main Squeeze.
Today we are talking about 5 ways to level up your life. I love this topic. I love motivating ideas to get your life just to that next level. And if you've been in a rut or feeling like you need to switch things up in your life, these tips, although they could seem small, could completely change the game for you. So today we are going to level up. I've been looking for some ways to do this in my own life, so I thought I'd share what I found with you. Some of these tips may actually seem obvious and you've already been doing them. Maybe some of them you knew would level up your life, but you just needed a little motivation to start doing them or get back to doing them. And maybe some of these things you never even thought of before as a way to make improvements. But I'm excited to get on the take it up a notch train. So let's go. Number one, get up early. I hate this one. The times in my life when I've actually done this has been totally game changing. Many successful individuals have said that waking up early has been the key to their success, and it gives you a kickstart to the day and actually gives you more time to get things done. There is a possible link between waking up early and success, and a 2010 study found more morning people are productive and goal-oriented and have strong problem-solving skills. I know that waking up early may seem difficult, especially for night owls, but it has great benefits, including improving sleep quality, mental health, and productivity. A 2008 study found college students who were self-proclaimed morning people earned a full grade point higher than those who stayed up late. And sleeping poorly is related to worsening cognitive performance, including poor memory, trouble concentrating and thinking, and mood swings. You'll have reduced stress because you have more time to get things done in the day. And often our most productive moments are the first thing in the morning, and you can get everything done that you need before even 11 a.m. or noon. In the book, The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, one of the main arguments is how you wake up each day or your morning routine or lack of it dramatically affects your levels of success in every single area of your life. Focused, productive, successful mornings generates focused, productive, successful days. He goes on to describe how to learn how to wake up early if this is something that you struggle with, but it definitely is something that can be done. I highly recommend this book if this is something that you've been thinking about doing or you need kind of like a motivation or steps to help you do this thing. One more thing I'll add to the waking up early category is making your bed. Some people are religious bed makers. Like the second that I pop out of my bed, I make it. And it's just part of my habit. Like it just is something that I've done for years. So I've created this habit of doing it. But some people think like, what a waste of time. I'm going to get right back to it later. So why make it? There have been some studies that have proven that actually making your bed is super productive for yourself in the morning. There's actually a book called Make Your Bed. Admiral William H. McRaven's book titled Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe Change the World was based on a 2014 graduation speech that he gave at the University of Texas, and it went viral. As McRaven said in his speech to the grads, why should you make your bed? If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. By the end of the day, the one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you will never be able to do the big things right. If by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that's made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. Number two, listen to or read something inspirational. And a lot of these things, like the author I just mentioned to the book Make Your Bed, Admiral William McRaven, the little things are what matters. Motivation is the fuel that helps you achieve your goals. So motivational books or speeches create a positive and optimistic impact on your life, and they are going to boost your confidence and help in developing a positive outlook towards life. So choose a book or an audiobook that has a topic that's interesting to you and spend just 10 to 15 minutes every day listening or reading this in the morning before you start your day. I've gone through a handful of books this year that have really taught me so much just in little bite-sized increments. Some of the books that I've listened to this year on, you know, going on like a morning walk or a hike or just while I was cleaning and getting ready in the morning were Atomic Habits by James Clear, Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty, Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, and Make No Small Plans by the co-founders of Summit. These are just a handful of books that I've found super interesting this year. By engaging your mind and listening to something that you're interested to learn about, it can be very inspiring and motivating. And the most important part is that it doesn't have to be a long read or listen. Just a quick chapter or passage will totally do the trick. Pick something that works for you, but do this little thing every day. And if you're not sure where to start or what interests you, I will link some great go-to inspirational books in the show notes. Okay, number three, meditate. Okay, I know that meditation maybe seems trendy, or some people roll their eyes at the idea of meditating, or maybe you've just personally come to the conclusion that meditation is not for you. And I hear you, I get it. I've heard people say meditation is not for everyone. Because there are so many different types of meditation and different forms and ways that you can practice it, I do believe that it could be for everyone. But you gotta find what works for you. So meditation has been practiced for centuries by many different cultures in a variety of forms. But in recent years, mindfulness has become a popular way to help people manage their stress, improve their overall well-being, and a wealth of research shows it's effective. Psychologists have found that mindfulness meditation changes our brain and biology in positive ways, improving mental and physical health. Researchers reviewed more than 200 studies of mindfulness among healthy people and found mindfulness-based therapies and practices was especially effective for reducing stress, anxiety, and depression. So here are some benefits from meditation. It can lower stress, reduce anxiety, it can enhance your mental health, improve your self-awareness, increase concentration and attention, reduce memory loss, generate empathy and kindness, improves sleep hygiene, and lowers the perception of pain and also lowers blood pressure. I'm going to link all of these references in the episode notes. So meditation might seem daunting or even silly. I find that sometimes my brain is going a million miles a minute and meditation was just not working for me in those moments. There are also so many different ways to meditate. So find something that works for you. In those moments when my mind was just going too fast to just sit and be calm, I would focus on my breathing and just say in my mind, breathe in and breathe out. And then it brought just a total awareness to the present moment and to my body. So when the mind is going crazy, you can just defer to the breathing. Often for me, a guided meditation works best. And with many different apps like Calm or Headspace, programs online, and even meditations on Spotify, you can find a guided meditation that can help you calm you down, bring your awareness to the present moment, and have small, quiet moments once each day that connect you to yourself and give you the space and the opportunity to listen to your intuition and just calm your mind down. And if you are new to meditation, you should know that calming the mind doesn't happen in the first try. It takes practice. It can often take some getting used to. And in addition, adding some intentional breathing, like I mentioned earlier, can help bring you into the present moment and out of our own heads, which can sometimes feel like has no off button. So give it a try. Number four, deep clean and organize. There is nothing that can motivate or give you a refresh better than decluttering your life. So I would say out of all the tips today, this one probably has the most impactful instant gratification to leveling up. Okay, so where to start? This can be a large project or just take it bit by bit. So if you had a weekend when you're like, I'm just going to do this all at once, go for it. But you can do just a little bit by bit. When you declutter and get rid of things that you don't need anymore, you are making more space in your life for everything else. I love this principle. So pick one space at a time and clean it out. Get rid of things that you don't need and just watch the sparkle come into your life. A closet, a drawer, the fridge. Recently, I just went on a huge cleaning and organization kick in my kitchen. I leveled up my life big time with organization. I was inspired after I saw this TikTok video of this girl making the most beautiful fridge organization I have ever seen. So I totally took it on and organized my medicine cabinet, my pantry, my fridge. And I have never felt so happy ever. It really does something wonderful to our psyche when we get things in order. A very well-known book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo has changed so many people's lives. It even became a Netflix series called Tidying Up. She gives amazing suggestions and motivations for tidying up any space and for any occasion. So this is an incredibly inspiring series and book. I highly recommend checking this out if you're looking for a little boost to help you get started. And last but not least, number five, get outside once a day. This is also one of my favorites. The importance of stepping our bodies outside is huge. We just need to get a little vitamin D. We need to put our feet in the sand, in the dirt, in the grass, or just go for a walk. It's huge for you. Michelle Kondo, a research social scientist with the USDA Forest Service, said, the psychological response to being outside in nature is real and it's measurable. There are many physical and psychological benefits of nature that scientists have observed, which can better help us understand how nature supports wellness in the body, mind, and community. Studies have also shown that being outside in nature is relaxing, it reduces our stress, cortisol levels, muscle tension, and heart rate, all of which are risk factors for cardiovascular disease. It can improve your mood, improve your focus, help us heal quicker. If you've had an illness or surgery that was painful and frightening, this can increase stress and slow the healing process. So researchers discovered that patients who spend time outdoors during their recovery require fewer painkillers and had fewer complications and experienced shorter hospital stays. It also supports graceful aging. According to a study in the Journal of Aging and Health, adults over 70 who spent time outdoors experienced fewer sleep difficulties, complained less about aches and pains, and enjoyed improved mobility and ability to perform daily activities. I believe this because my grandma, Mimi, she just turned 90 years old last year. She walks like 2 to 3 miles a day. She actually was still skiing not long ago. So I believe that this is true. She is really an inspiration. So whether you go outside for a quick walk, put your bare feet in the grass, sit in the sun for a bit, you will find this quick tip can most certainly benefit you and give you that level up feeling. I hope you found these tips helpful and motivating today. There's always room to learn and to grow and improve. So let's do it. Let's take our lives to the next level. Try out some of these tips this week and see how you feel. Share this episode with a friend. And if you have things that you feel help you level up your life, we want to hear about it. So DM us on Instagram at the PLS podcast and tell us what you're up to. I can't wait to hear from you. And now I have saved the zest for last. This is where I'm going to talk to you about something that I am obsessed with this week. Okay, I have got a drink suggestion for you this week. Something that we talked about on the podcast before as like a new favorite bevy, but this one is so unreal right now. I cannot tell you enough how fast you need to go out and get this drink. The drink is called Bai, B-A-I. These have like no sugar in them. They are sweetened with stevia and other natural sweeteners. And whatever technology they're using, whatever recipe or cocktail they're using, they're doing it right because it doesn't taste like that fake sweet. It is just so good. And they have so many different products that they've come out with, antioxidant infused drinks. They have energy drinks. They have carbonated drinks. They have water. They have so many different kinds. But the one that just came out that I'm so obsessed with is called Super Tea. I cannot say enough about it. There are multiple flavors that I'm discovering as I go along too. I first tried the Socorro. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's spelled S-O-C-O-R-R-O. Sweet tea. If you love a good old-fashioned sweet tea, this is it. And I'm telling you, no sugar. This is crazy. So that was the first one I tried. The second flavor that I tried was the Tanzania lemon tea. And woo, I did not expect it to be good. It's so good. Go get it. And then the third one I tried just this week is the Nariño peach tea. Oh my gosh, the flavors just keep getting better and better. Now there's also a raspberry one that I haven't tried yet, so I will keep you posted. But basically, it's wonder water. That's what Bai's tagline is. Go get this tea. I ordered it on Amazon, but the first time I tried it, I randomly found it at a gas station. So keep your eyes peeled for the Bai Super Tea series. This is an amazing product. The flavors are bold. It's a real brewed tea, 1 gram of sugar, no artificial sweeteners. You are going to be asking yourself, is this real? Is this too good to be true? And it is true. So go try this tea. It's so good. So go do it. What are you waiting for? Do it now. I'm so glad you were here today. I hope you enjoyed this episode of leveling up your life and getting some tips to just boost your motivation and your confidence every day. I know that I am trying these things as too. I can tell you they are working. Also, don't forget about the Pink Lemonade Stand candle giveaway this week. Head over to the PLS podcast on Instagram to check out that giveaway. It's happening tomorrow. So head over to the Instagram and we'll tell you how to enter to win. We can't wait to see you and we cannot wait to give you one of these candles. If you missed the giveaway, you can still use our code PLS15 to get 15% off your order at pinkyswearandco.com. Okay, that's our episode today. Thank you so much for stopping by the Pink Lemonade Stand. I'll be here every Monday morning. I would love it if you would squeeze that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and follow along on Instagram at the PLS Podcast for some more sweet treats throughout the week. Now, when you're feeling like an old bitter rind, remind yourself that you are a gorgeous, delightful, and fabulous glass of pink lemonade. Oh yeah, and don't forget, you better go out there and squeeze the day. Bye.
Pink lemonade stand.